Well, we're talking jazz now, and my guest in the studio is a performer and creative based here in Sydney. She's trained in classical voice and musical theatre in both Sydney and in London, and has performed her award-winning one-woman show Unseen, a tribute to Marnie Dixon, in New York and all around Australia, even meeting and learning from Marnie Nixon, I should say, herself. When not performing or writing shows, she's a vocal teacher in Sydney. Melody Beck, welcome to Now's the Time.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Melody, let's get the most obvious question you've probably been asked 1,000 times over with at the front of this interview. With a name like Melody, were you ever destined for any other lifelong vocation other than music?
Well, I think that's something you should really ask my parents. I'm one of 5 children to my mum and dad, number 4 of 5 actually. So look, they could have used the name. They just thought it was right when I came along. But look, I'm sure there are other things I could have done, but music was it. That was it for me, I think.
When did you realise that melody had musical connotations or meanings? At what age?
From a very young age. My mum, she maintains and says that I could sing before I could talk. So I think it played a huge part in my life from the very beginning. So I think it's just always been there. It's just always been the norm for me.
Destiny. Who were your major influences when you were forming your musical journey then, apart from your parents?
Oh, definitely. Look, my siblings and I used to dance around the living room with my dad's stereo system blaring 1950s music and music from the musicals like Les Mis and Miss Saigon and different shows like that. Definitely classic musicals as well that we used to watch all together, like the Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals and things like Gypsy. And definitely those influences were a major part of my life. And then growing up more, discovering more artists, listening to pop, listening to more jazz as well. I'm heavily influenced by Ella Fitzgerald. She was definitely one I knew from early on, as well as Eva Cassidy, beautiful, beautiful singers.
How easy is it for you to transition from the big stage productions to an intimate jazz room?
I think it's more about that mentality. When you're performing, it really makes a difference who you perform with. And so kind of compartmentalizing where you are, but you're always maintaining that sense of self when you are performing. So no matter where I am, I always try and make it bring myself out onto the stage wherever I am. So I'm not entirely sure what that looks like from the outside, but people tell me they enjoy it. So that's probably a good thing.
You must be doing the right thing. And when you say that, you know, it's the people that you're performing with, you're performing with a fine trio led by Elson Price. Also joining Elson will be on piano Casey Golden.
Yes.
And Ed Rodriguez playing the drums. Now, you obviously have some experience with these guys. Tell us what you believe, the type of rapport that you believe they have and the music that they bring to the stage.
Working with the EJT, working with Ed, Casey, Felix and Elson has been so wonderful. I've worked with them on different occasions in different contexts, but I've always found that when they get together and when they play, it's something so beautiful and very authentic. The way that they listen to each other and collaborate is really something to behold. So I'm very privileged to be in the same room with them because I feel I learn something new every time, either about, I don't know, how to bring something in or how to listen to each other, because they're constantly learning from each other, and I feel the same way when I'm in the room with them. They're teaching and learning from each other at the same time, but you wouldn't know it at first. It just works when they're together. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's sort of magical when that happens, isn't it?
It is.
It doesn't always happen, even when musicians have a level of rapport with each other. But yeah, something special happens when you know, really, really good musicians get together and be able to communicate musically. You're also an active vocal teacher that I mentioned at the top of the interview.
Yes.
Do you ever sit yourself down and perhaps have to give yourself the same advice that you're giving your students?
Oh, constantly. I always say to them, oh, sometimes you just do as I say, not as I do sometimes. because I think when you're a teacher and you're doing that and you're one-on-one, you're wanting to get the best out of your students and get the best out of their voices and what they can do and for them to have that experience without pushing them. I think that's really important. So, I'll cut corners for myself so I can get more of a better experience for them, definitely. I just want them to experience music and love it, no matter how their voice is, no matter how they see it. It's really important to have that musical knowledge through life.
Before you go, I do want to dig a little deeper into your award-winning one-woman show, Unseen, a tribute to Marnie Nixon. Marnie Nixon, as far as I'm aware, was like a ghost singer, and she had quite an incredible story. Tell us a little bit about that.
So Marnie Nixon is the voice of Hollywood. She was the singing voice for Natalie Wood in West Side Story. She's the singing voice for Deborah Carr in The King and I. She's the singing voice for Audrey Hepburn in My Fair Lady. She's even done some high notes and some passages for Marilyn Monroe. Countless people. I don't think I can list them all now. We'd run out of time. But she was that person in the 1940s, 50s, 60s, the voice of Hollywood. And she would she worked a lot with Leonard Bernstein and some wonderful composers of that time as well. Even released her own jazz albums. She did an album of Rogers music as well. Just a beautiful person as well. I was fortunate enough to know her as well, get to know her as I was writing the show. But my show is all about her in Hollywood in the 50s and 60s and her journey through that and her journey to recognition, because she was, like you said, a ghost singer. So no one knew. Everyone thought those voices were the women's on the screen when they actually weren't. She wasn't credited until much later.
And what a story to uncover. And by the time you came to this story and you were producing your own one-woman show, did you find that many people were still discovering that fact, discovering the fact that, you know, Natalie Wood actually didn't sing that, it was Marnie?
Definitely. Oh, people left the show saying, oh, I had no idea. Or every time I'd mention it, they'd say, oh, really? I had no idea. So it is still being revealed, you know, to people today, even though you'd think people would know, especially in people in that community, but they just still had no clue. So my show really is that 1 hour of me exploring kind of her ups and her downs. I use her autobiography as well as the basis for that, and also anecdotes and stories she told me herself throughout the show. And so, yeah, it was just a privilege to know her and to tell her story. It's so important.
It's interesting, isn't it? Some people say they can't stand musicals because, you know, there's a passage of straight acting and then all of a sudden the actor bursts into song. and quite often that voice, that singing voice, is nothing like the real acting, straight
Absolutely.
Acting voice. And in a lot of cases, this is the type of ghost singing scenario that could have actually been contributing to putting people off musicals.
Oh, definitely. Look, I've never actually thought of it that way. But, yeah, there's a disconnect between what the acting and then the voice, even though the voice is
a beautiful voice.
And the singers were well-trained. They're trying to replicate the speaking voice, but they can't always do that. It's completely different timbres. Every voice is unique, so listening now, I'm sure if you know all about those ghost singers, you can hear them. You can hear it straight away. The track starts and it's a completely different voice.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's very interesting.
Melody, thanks very much for joining us in the studio tonight.
Thank you so much for having me.